Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we are into the new year. Many people will already be looking to the summer for a break away. But where in Ireland could you go before then for a quick and not too pricey day trip? Well, Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels is here now to take me through some places you should check out. Ed, this is a good way now because we're all sort of in that post-Christmas strangeness.
Yeah, absolutely. Little,
something nice and cheap to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, one of the places that I really love, Claire, is Belfast, right? And it's just up the road. And of course, it has a lot to offer. I suppose Titanic would be one of the big things there. They've revamped the whole Titanic, by the way, and they've put in new experiences. Mm. They have an amazing one where they have a ship suspended now and there's a 360 degree kind of film where from the start to the very end and all the lights kind of go out. It's very poignant.
I've never been
really
to see it, and it's on my list. You know, we watched Titanic over Christmas again, and it was on my list to do over the Christmas break, and then I just ran out of time. So I'm going to do this now. I'm going to take your advice.
Definitely, and bring the hankies with you because it is very touching.
Yes, they've really done a brilliant job on it, haven't they?
Yeah, incredible. Yeah, that's really good. Now, of course, it has a huge Belfast, fabulous maritime history there as well. So, you know, you've got the lovely maritime walk there, which is really, really good. But another thing that I love there is the Ulster Museum, Claire, right? It's one of the best museums you ever be to, you go to. They have a famous mummy there, Takabuti, which you don't have to go to Egypt at all to see this. She was killed between the age of 20 and 30. They thought she was stabbed, but they found out under all these examinations that she was actually killed with an axe. But the whole history of her and the exhibition there is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got the oldest dinosaur bones in Ireland that were ever found. You know, kids love this. They've got great interactive stuff as well.
Yeah, and we're trying to keep the price down now. So
yeah, free.
Free to get into the Ulster Museum.
It is totally free, which is wonderful, yeah.
Not absolutely free to go to Titanic.
No, Titanic isn't free. Titanic is about £24, but it's, you know, it's well worth the money, right? Because it is incredible, and the way they've done it, it is like Titanic. And you know, you must do the walk as well. They've now a distillery there. They've the HMS Caroline, which was the only battleship that survived the Jutland War. That's a great one to see if you like stuff like that. So there's a lot going on there, but it's worth it. You can spend the money on that, but the other stuff is free.
We're going to the Titanic Belfast experience. Then we're going to the Ulster Museum. Beside the Ulster Museum, then we have the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah, which is really, really stunning as well. Now, they have amazing variety of plants there. They have the tropical ravine and they have a palmery as well. Stunning, really lovely. The tropical ravine is very interesting because, you know, it's got all these amazing plants. It's on two levels. Again, all this is kind of free to go and see, which
is really
nice.
So you've been to see your mummy and then you go to your tropical ravine
and you're
still in Belfast.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you toddle down to City Hall, right? Which is, of course, an amazing building, built by Lanyon, an amazing building. Again, they do wonderful city tours there. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for them. They're only an hour. They're £6 for adults and free for anybody under 18. So, you know,
good value again.
And again, very interesting. They do a whole history of Belfast there. You know, the whole linen industry is amazing. And if you want a lovely cake and a coffee, cross the road to the Linen Library, which a lot of people don't know about. And you can browse through all these brilliant old books and a lovely coffee shop there as well, right across the road.
That's a good tip.
But really nice. So I love. And again, very nice thing to do there.
Game of Thrones, there's a trail there that you can do for fans of the show.
They've erected these huge, big glass structures called Glass of Thrones. So they're all kind of glass images from all different scenes in Game of Thrones. And that takes you along the most beautiful walk. And it really is. Also, doesn't cost you anything, so you're getting a bit of exercise. But that maritime mile is fabulous. You know,
right.
It's absolutely stunning.
So that's a day out in Belfast, or maybe even 2 days out in Belfast if you're going to spend probably the guts of a day at the Titanic,
absolutely,
aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's that sorted. Now we're going to jump all the way down to Limerick.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want us to see in Limerick?
Now, very interesting. Now, this is an area in Limerick I'd never really been to, Ballyhoura and Loch Gur. The biggest, largest stone circle in Ireland. Amazing, amazingly impressive. One thing that I went down for was I was on a mountain. I went to do some mountain biking.
Oh, did you do it down at Ballyhara? Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, incredible. I thought I was in Colorado or something.
Were you afraid?
No, not at all. No, Sean, the instructor there, you know, his son Oisin actually won mountain bike champion of the whole world or something. He's a fantastic guy. But it's amazing. I mean, it's all these beautiful trails. You have 17 kilometers of different loops. There's one called the Snake Trail, I think it was one. But you're flying up and down. Now, I didn't go too fast.
Yeah,
but
I'd be afraid to go out over the handlebars.
Yeah, but it's stunning. I mean, as I said, you feel you're a beautiful forest, beautiful area. The bikes, if you don't, it's just £5 or €5. Sorry, I'm back in Belfast again now.
So you hire your bike if you want.
You can hire a bike or bring your bike, but you can hire a bike. But the bikes are incredible. You press a button on the handlebars and the saddle goes up and down.
Oh, lovely.
So you know, which is great when you're kind of flying around the place.
Sounds like good crack.
Really, really good. I would have stayed there for hours and hours. I had a few hours there, and it was absolutely magnificent.
And you don't need to be an expert so to enjoy those
trails. You don't. They've different loops there, like they've the Tech Loop, the Grain Loop. They've loads of different trails. So, but an amazing find for me this year. I absolutely loved it, and great coffee there as well. By the way,
I like the coffee tips. Yeah. You see that you bring us right now. You want us to go to Kilmallock in Limerick as well.
Amazing Kilmallock, a beautiful town there. One of the things I loved about Kilmallock, the Dominican Priory, which I hadn't visited before, absolutely stunning. Going back AD 600, founded by Saint Michelog, it is so well preserved. It is really, really, I'm very impressed. I mean, compared to any of the monasteries that I've seen around Ireland, very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And the town itself is really, really nice as well. And I had the best Sunday lunch ever. There's another old lovely restored place, Diebert House, which is now, you can stay there as well.
Diebert House.
Yeah, gorgeous. Do you remember the old mushroom volvons and the real Sunday lunch?
Yeah.
Gorgeous, like fantastic. Margaret there and the team are super. But that priory was founded in 1291 and it's absolutely lovely. The other thing that I knew about, well, I mean, we know about JFK, Kennedy and the new Ross connection and all that. I didn't really know about the Thomas Fitzgerald Centre, which is just in Brough, which is just near Kilmallock.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing, like he went there in 1963, of course, and Caroline Kennedy went to the centre in 2013 and inaugurated the centre. But they have Jackie Kennedy's like dresses. They have all these amazing pictures. And the Bible that Thomas Fitzgerald took with him when he left Brough in the late 1800s.
Is back
the
there.
The FBI went the morning of the inauguration and they got that Bible. And that's the Bible that Kennedy was sworn in on the day that he was sworn in as president.
Wowzers.
And that's in Boston. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a great connection there. But I love that whole area. Beautiful. Loch Gur then, where I was saying to you earlier, the largest stone circle. Beautiful lake there. I mean, the Loch Gur Visitor Centre, the history, the
chronology. More coffee.
Yeah. Listen, by the way, now, he actually orders coffee from a real sustainable place. There was a whole story about that. Ed Finn's coffee tour of Ireland.
Yes, that sounds like.
Really beautiful. The Grange Stone Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Colopy there, who's a local historian, he runs the centre, the Loch Gur Visitor Centre. And just phenomenal stuff. I mean, you know, when you come across, it was like Lake Garda or something. The lake was glass. You can go, 40 people were going off kayaking on the lake. And it
Gorgeous.
Was just a part of Limerick, East Limerick, that I hadn't really known before.
Maybe not on a day like today, but in a few weeks' time.
It's lovely in Clare, by the way, apparently. And it's lovely here.
I know people are having
different
weather experiences. Yeah. You're going to Cork next.
Yeah, a great place there, of course. I went to school in Prez. Fitzgerald's Park was a place that we used to pop into every now and then. We wanted a break, should I say. But called Edward Fitzgerald, the famous Lord Mayor of Cork. But a beautiful place. A lot of people don't actually really know about it. I mean, he was Lord Mayor of Cork in 1901. It's an 18-acre park, but it's a wonderful place. And the famous thing that we always did as kids, the thing you did as a dare, was the shaky bridge. And it's this fabulous bridge that can rope that, you know, you go over and it shakes. But that is a really nice one. Of course, Cork, probably one of the best things in Cork, the English Market,
Great.
Where the Queen visited.
Even for just walking
Yeah,
around.
Absolutely. When my family, the Finns, were butchers there for three generations, so I know it well. But fantastic place, you know. And again, as we all know, it's a working market. I mean, people go there to buy all their food every day. But tripe and drisheen, Claire, have you had that mix yet? It's very, very good. And great culinary. It's come on in leaps and bounds. It's a real gourmet treat. You get everything there now. But, and you know, there's about eight different entrances into it. Like it's everywhere in the centre of Cork. But a fantastic place to go and see. So really, really good. And the other place then that's really nice, if you want, again, a little bit of, you know, nature, Farran, of course, the famous Inniscarra Dam out there in Farran, the lake or reservoir. That was created in the 50s. They flooded all the land there. Now they do brilliant things out there, Claire. Aerial trips, zip wires, there's nature walks, rowing. People, of course, in Cork, as you know, are great for rowing, Claire.
Yeah, the Olympians, all the Olympians they
tell
have.
You. But so that's a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Ed, thank you so much. We'll take a day trip over the coming months and it'll make us feel bright and cheery.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Ed
so
Finn
much, Claire.
From Ed Finn Travels. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.